So I just wanted to talk about a logo and what it means to have a logo. And I guess logos can be uniquely different. They can tell you something about an organization or something like that. And I think it's quite interesting to pick apart, theoretically speaking, a logo. And I've come across a few logos recently that aren't what people would imagine a logo to be like. For example, the particular logo I'm thinking of is just a few letters that support how the business, what the business name is or what it does. So it's not actually a symbol or an emblem or anything that's a piece of artwork that's drawn. Now, usually logos are quite different in their detail, depending on how widely or how stylishly they want to direct themselves towards their target audience. And one example would be something to do with the greenness and organic and trees and all of the green friendly subjects, maybe very delicately or nicely drawn. Artist ones even could be very intricate, but not overly intricate at the same time, just more detailed images. And I guess business ones for eco-friendly businesses might wish to be a bit more simple, but still use the simple elements. And what I'm saying here is probably not new news to some people, but with quite a few logos that I've come across recently, it seems that people are scared and afraid and not fully aware of another kind of logo, which is related to typography. And it's an element where you, rather than having what you, a logo element, that's what people would see as the main element, it's actually the font, the text, the letter that would be the actual logo itself. So I think it's quite important for people to remember sometimes that if you've got a logo that's ABC, then if the typeface for that and the typography for ABC is unique enough, then it's fine, it's perfectly normal, and it's quite good and simple and strong and bold at the same time. So there's no need to have an actual visual piece. And I think some people slip up on understanding where and when they can use them. So usually I would imagine if you're doing a worldwide project, then you might need a symbolism of a very simple nature, but with a letter or a couple of letters. If you've got three or four letters or more, then that's not so bad, but it's not necessarily, you just need a bit more style and function around it. Like the Jobs website, Monster, there it's just a basic font, however, the font type is uniquely done, so it actually gives a personality. And I think that's really important to either go down that route or understand that sometimes text can be very simple, and text can be part of, or if not the main bit of the logo. And coming back to some of the examples that I've seen very stylized and specific fonts that could easily be taken as the logo, and the clients are looking to progress that, thinking it's not a logo and that they want to develop certain bits, like three or four dots in the corner or something like that. And I remember initially the Tea and Toast logo was the text itself, which now I called the logo, but it also had a big circle and it had like three or four of the dots, and effectively there was three or four logos in one. And I think it's really nice just to symbolize it and make it simple and be happy with a simple logo. You don't always have to get too many opinions as well. So logos can be text or it can be visual.